So we're doing Perek Bet, and the Medrash is continuing with that pasuk, Yamim Yutzaru Velo Echad Bem. The Medrash says, Davar Acher, an alternate understanding, Yamim Yutzaru, days were fashioned, Velo Echad Bem. And God singled out one for himself. Ze Yom Shvi Laolam. That's the seventh day for the world. Because we have on tradition that the pasuk says in Tehillim, that ki elef shanim beinecha ki yom etmol, 1,000 years by you God is just like yesterday. So we have on tradition that the world has 7,000 years, corresponding to the 7 days of creation, that the world was created for 7 days in God's time, which is 7,000 years. So now we're coming up to the seventh day of the world. Lefi sheolam hazeh, says the Medrash, for this world 6,000 shana, it was created with the intent that it would exist for 6,000 years. 2,000 are considered void. And that's because they were 2,000 years before the giving of the Torah. The Torah was given in the beginning of the third millennium, in the year 2448. Right? So, 2,000 years were void. 2,000 years were the years of the development of the Torah, from the time Torah was given, through the time of the Tanaim, through the destruction of the temple. And then, 2,000 years are the days of anticipation of the son of David. Those are these 2,000 years we're in. We're now in 5, 7, 6, 8. The last 2,000 years since the destruction of the temple, which has been almost 2,000 years now, we've been anticipating, these are the days of the son of David. And because of our sins, so what's happened has happened, what's come about has come about. V'nichnas shibud b'toch 2,000 shenimot ben David. Because of our sins, we've spent these 2,000 years of anticipation for the son of David in servitude. We're not our own free men. Shenemar, as the verse says in Eicha, in Lamentations, Asa Hashem asher zamam. God did that which he plotted. Meaning, we say that the Gemara says there are two contradictory words, one after the other. The prophet says, Beita achishena. At its time, I'll bring the Messiah swiftly. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? If it's at its time, then what's there to do swiftly? If you're doing it swiftly, then you're not doing it at the set time. So the Gemara says, Zachu, if they merit it, Achishena, I'll bring them swiftly. Lo Zachu, they didn't merit, so then I'll bring it Beita, I'll bring it at its set time. And being that we didn't merit to bring it quickly, so therefore we have to anticipate the time of Beita. And that's if we don't repent, so Hashem says, okay, it'll have to come at its set time. So we still have the potential to bring it swiftly. But meanwhile, if we haven't brought him, so we're still waiting. But that's because of us. And just as we, 1 out of 7 years, we let the land go fallow, we rest. So too, God will make a Shemitah for the world. I'll let the world go fallow for one day, which is really 1,000 years. Shneimaz, the verse says, Ki elef shanim beinecha ki yom etmol. For by you, God, 1,000 years are just like yesterday. Vomer, and the verse says in Zechariah, Vaya yom echad, the day will come, there will be one day, Ze yom ha-shvi la'olam, that's the seventh day of the world, the 7,000 years, the seventh millennium. Vaya leit erev yiyeo, when it approaches nightfall, there'll suddenly be light. Ze olam haba. That's a reference to the world to come. Shneimaz, the verse says, Vaya mide chodesh b'chodsho, mide shabbat b'shabbato. It'll be at its set time every month, every Shabbos. V'neimar, and the verse says, Mizmor shir liyom ha-shabbat l'olam shekulo shabbat. And the verse says, song to the day of Shabbos, that's a reference to the world in the state of Shabbos. And the Medrash is saying here, it seems that there's possible understanding here Le'olam Shekulo Shabbat, that this is a reference, one of the commentaries over here say that the Tanat Ve'elio seems to hold that the primary world to come is after the 7,000 year. So that means after the 7th millennium. So we say Yom Shekulo Shabbat, our Gemara says, that it seems like the 7th millennium, that is going to be the world to come. And the Tanz Belio seems to say that it's not the 7th millennium, but it's what follows the 7th millennium, and that is a world. So the 7th millennium is a world that's completely ceased to exist. That's Olam Shekulo Shabbat. And following that, the Medrash seems to say that's when you reach Olam Abba.